Well, first and foremost, you know, congratulations to Notre Dame on a very good season. And secondly, to these seniors, group of seniors, and this team who has been on an incredible journey that I can't even begin to tell you. And a group that nobody gave a shot to, except for the guys in the locker room. And I couldn't be more excited, thrilled, I can't even explain it, for what these guys, you know, Jake and Steve and the rest of the seniors, have meant to this program. You know, there weren't a lot of believers out there. The guys who, the people who did believe, they know who they are. And those that didn't give us a shot, know who they are. And I'm just so proud of these guys sticking together the entire season. And, you know, we could talk about breaking the 24-year, I don't even know what it was. What was it? More 25 years? 23, okay. But just, and on a special weekend for celebrating the anniversary of the 91 team in Philly that next weekend. So, you know, but it really comes back to the senior leadership and the guys that are with me right here that willed this team when we were 3-3, backs against the wall, to just give it everything they have and commit themselves to being the best that they could be. And wherever that took us was pretty special. And here we are. So, you know, the stats really speak for themselves. You know, I thought Volcom was outstanding, really made some big saves. Stephen Kelly, just dominant at the face-off X, never gave him a chance to get on a run. And just the offense led by Steve Pontrello just completely dominated, really. Shared the ball, didn't settle, and scored on those opportunities. And my hat's off to the defense. I mean, a group that has been criticized most of the year, for them to come out and play the way they did and they give up three goals through three quarters was just a special sight. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Coach Fifes in the defense, Coach Matz in the O, Coach Holman, Director Bobs, Jay Martin, too, for just, you know, everything that everybody put into this season and to play on the last weekend. Very special.
Yes, Coach, there's microphones in the front row. If you could grab one, you can ask questions, and we'll take questions from the student athletes.
For either Steve or Jake, or both of you guys, what's it like, you know, breaking that drought and getting to the final four, and just how meaningful is it to keep playing for another weekend?
It's unbelievable. I'm speechless right now. I'm so proud of our coaching staff, our players, UNC fan base. We deserve this. You know, hats off to Notre Dame. A great team, but you've overcome a lot this season, like Coach Brescia said, and it's remarkable.
Yeah, I'll just echo that. This was not just a win for this team. It was a win for the alumni. It was a win for those who believed in us, because we know there are plenty of people out there who don't, but I'd like to thank the people that have continued to stick with us and with this team. And I also believe there's a lot in store for us in the future.
Back left.
Steve, can you just talk about that? A seven-goal unanswered run by you guys. What was the key to staying focused with that group? I mean, what were some of your successes against their defense in that run?
Yeah, we just wanted to share the ball and have great spacing, and we knew we'd get good looks from it. I mean, they're very good defense, but we just listened to Coach Matz Bauer and sharing the ball, making that extra pass, and guys get goals from everywhere. So we just stay the course and good things happen for us.
Jake, you guys held Perkovic scoreless. Kept Kavanaugh to two goals, one of them late. What was kind of the key to taking out their notes today?
I'd say it was a full team effort. As Coach said, we held them to three goals in three quarters. I don't think we've done that to a single team this year. That was our best game defensively. Now, it wasn't our best fourth quarter, but as a whole, defensively, we were playing about as good as we ever have. We're communicating about as good as we ever have. And we're on the same page. And when we do that, good things happen. I've like to take, you know, hats off for Bach, you know, but we did the things we needed to do to have him see the shots that we want him to see. The outside shots, we know he can gobble those up, and he did. So hats off to him and the guys to my left and to my right.
Defensively, it was either Jake or Coach. Seemed like the plan was you were sliding their alley dodges, and then somebody was pressing out an X to stop them from changing the field, moving it through X. Can you talk a little bit about that and how it was effective against what they were doing on offense?
You know, I think it was our game plan that was successful. We wanted to key in on Perkovic and Capital. We knew that as the game went on, we knew they were going to start going to the goal harder. And we were trying to keep them down the alleys, force them to their off hands. And I think we did that. Perkovic shot a lot with his left hand today, and we saw a lot of success because of that. As far as pressing X goes, you know, that's always been something we've done all year. But you know, nothing was really different. It was just a matter of holding players accountable and playing at a fast pace, and we did.
Anything else, Mr. Graffins?
Steve, the open net goal with 30 yards out there late in the third quarter. Were you thinking that was something that could develop? Did you just kind of see that sort of the guy? I know they do a little you know, pressing out a little bit themselves, but and just when it's there, it's 11-3 all of a sudden, and you answer their goal immediately. You feel pretty good about how the day's going at that stage.
Yeah, of course. I tried to beat the double, you know, underneath at first, and then I got topside. I was looking for someone to pass, but as I kept running, I saw, you know, the cage open up, and I said, we're probably going to have backup, so I'm going to shoot it. I tried it earlier on, and it cleared, and I missed, but that one I just saw the cage open up, and I thought it was a good opportunity to shoot it.
For Steve and Jake, this being the team's first trip to the semifinals, what do you think the team's emotion is going to be about being at this stage in the tournament?
I mean, I think we have nothing to lose. I think we're going to play with great emotion, great energy. And, you know, even though this is our first time, we're going to compete like hell, and we're going to be well prepared and have a great day.
I mean, it's exciting. You know, we're doing something that this team hasn't done in a long time, and that certainly is exciting. So it's a matter of keeping composed and doing exactly what we did in this game, which was taking one play at a time. We can't get ahead of ourselves. So, one play at a time.
Okay. All right, thanks, gentlemen. Coach, questions for Coach?
Got you, go.
I've been here a while. First time.
First time.
Questions for Coach?
Joe, I know you alluded to some of this already, but just how meaningful is it to kind of punch through finally at this stage, especially given, you know, you alluded to it a little earlier, you lost so much from last year, how last year team did at this point. Yeah. This team maybe not, or maybe being a bit overlooked.
Yeah. You know, it's I can't tell you how thrilled I am just in general for the guys. I mean, you know, the program is, I don't know if I'm going to call it stagnant or whatever, just stuck in the quarterfinals for years. And for this particular group, it makes it so special because, like I said, nobody was looking at us. We were low in rankings. We were picked last in the ACC. And we just kept plugging away. And a lot of credit goes to the coaches for getting these guys better and putting them in positions for success. And, you know, Coach Metz and Coach Fleiss do a phenomenal job, and they kept plugging away. You know, 3-3-3, and we were rock bottom. We hit rock bottom at 3-3, and these guys, you know, got together and, you know, let their hearts tell a story for a couple hours after we lost to UMass, and it's the honest truth. I mean, they just came together like I've never seen a team come together, and there's no pressure on them. Nobody expected them to be here. No one expected them to win a regular season ACC title, and they did. My hat's off to the kind of character guys that we have in that locker room, and just so happy for them.
Coach, Jake alluded to it a little bit, but that fourth quarter is kind of a weird situation. You guys are up a lot. You want to, you know, think about health, but also think about playing, being competitive. How did you approach that fourth quarter, and when were you able to breathe?
Yes, not really. We made it interesting, and we know what happened the last time we played Notre Dame. We were able to put up 8 on them, and so it was a little dicey. But we made some adjustments, and I think the guys were excited. They were trying to stay the course, and we got ahead of ourselves a little bit. Obviously, our riding game or our clearing game was horrendous. But we knew that they were going to 10-man us. I think we failed to clear it 8 times in the game. So. But we knew they were going to 10-man us, and we just struggled with a little bit of that. I think they were getting antsy. They wanted to shoot. So we just made a couple poor decisions. But at the end of the day, they had enough. They had built up enough of the lead to not let it squander. I tell you, the save to start the third quarter was phenomenal by Balcom on Perkovic. And, you know, the whole Perkovic 0-for-14 shooting is amazing. And he's such a great player, and they have such a great team. But Balcom was all over that shot. I was like, oh, no. Even from 10 yards, it's a tough stop. And he stopped it, and we went on a 5-goal run after that. So that kind of became a 4-goal run or something. So
was that a moment where you kind of, you know, they're coming right, and they get the face off, and you're like,
yes.
You read out a little bit there, just that it did.
Everything saved it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no. And then boom, save. And it was like, oh yes. You know, and that was the one save Balcom had. And, you know, he only had 2 shots on goal in the third quarter. And Stephen Kelly, I mean, are you kidding me? That guy is special. And he's really committed himself to his craft. And, you know, he dominated and allowed us to go on that run.
Anything else?
Coach, is there anything special about accomplishing this achievement in this building, this facility, this community?
Yes. This team knows it, too. I started my head coaching career here for 11 years, and I have so much respect for Nick Myers. And, you know, we scrimmage Ohio State out to Baltimore every year for my son's scholarship, and that's a special time. You know, I shared with the guys last night. I told them I wasn't going to break down, but I did. I went to the cemetery to visit my son, and it was a great moment. I want to share it with our team because that's who we are. We share everything. And then this morning they talked about, we're a pretty special group when we play for somebody else. And they were playing for, you know, Mike and my family. And Patrick Kelly did a wonderful job of expressing that. And it's been a very emotional weekend, to say the least. And it's going to be a lot of smiles on the way home. So thanks for asking.
Okay.
All right,
thanks, Coach.
Thank you.